A better approach to improving productivity. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Advanced Agrilytics. Field health imagery has helped farmers see the problems in their fields for years, but it hasn't helped them correct them. In this Managing for Profit, Seth Logan with Advanced Agrilytics explains how their soil wetness index can help farmers improve the productivity of their acres. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
This is a big deal. Now at healthcare.gov, millions more people can afford health coverage. Due to the COVID relief law, 4 out of 5 customers can get a plan for under $10 a month with financial help. From doctor visits, to preventive services, to prescription drugs, these are quality plans. You can do this. You can have coverage as soon as August 1st if you sign up now at healthcare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Call is threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Much of the ag industry uses field health imagery, but as Seth Logan with Advanced Agrilytics points out, that doesn't help farmers improve their crops' performance. He tells Brownfield because their soil wetness index looks at the wetness of an acre and how the plants can be impacted by water, Advanced Agrilytics can help farmers make better management decisions.
We know the places in the field that are going to suffer because it's too dry or we're headed into a drought, or the places that are already suffering, you know, early spring because we didn't get a plant stand that we wanted in a wet acre. We know where those places are all throughout the season. We know where they're at in January and, you know, December. Here at home, we're going through a little bit of a dry period. It's been 2 weeks without rain in some places. And so if you were to take a, you know, a drone image or a satellite image of some of my customers' fields, it would certainly identify areas that are too dry or too wet, but the image doesn't know what the problem is. And likely we do, and we already have identified what that problem is back when we were creating the variable rate input for that acre in the wintertime before we even thought about putting a planter in the ground or, you know, applying nitrogen or fertilizer or spraying fungicide.
Logan says imagery is nice to have. However,
it doesn't predict what will happen. It only shows what has already happened. We are of the mindset that we want to predict what will happen based on understanding by soil wetness index what each plant has in its environment from a water availability standpoint. We're able to take that and we're able to, you know, walk to the driest place in the field and walk to the wettest place in the field all the way through the growing season, pick any day, and we can walk to that very spot. So we want to be proactive about making decisions based on understanding what will happen versus taking an image and making a decision based on what already happened when it may be too late to fix.
Ultimately, he says the goal is to make decisions in fields that prevent early season and late season stress, which will help farmers get the most performance out of every acre. I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Advanced Agrilytics.